the biggest issue for me is in rural countryside, that families have moved away, kids have moved away, they want to come back to where they were brought up, grew up, with all the amenities they had. And like I said at the meeting today, there we're pushing sports capital grants for GAA clubs to make the facilities better, leader funding, council funding, everything to make and enhance our communities. And yet people can't move back and build their own home with their own money on it, which is a serious issue. So I've went and I've looked for the motion to be sent in to the minister and the OPR that regulations have to change and give councillors more say in relation to people getting planning in their areas. Another one I did bring up was the cost of submitting an omission or objection to it of €20. I don't think it's good enough. Someone from definitely that's not in the area can pay €20 and can say no, I'm objecting to this planning, and that's again putting it on another 8 to 12 weeks.
And we know even on a national level, the topic of rural one-off housing was getting a bit of attention after Storm Éowyn just there, because you know it was highlighted that this Storm Éowyn is an example of the damage that can be caused as a result of one-off rural housing, all this infrastructure being down. And it now feels like a point in time where support of one-off rural housing needs to be quite vocal and needs to be very, very backed right now, because it is being challenged a bit. And, you know, I'm sure you've heard it, you're aware of it on the ground yourself, you've seen it, you've heard it, you've experienced it. Whereas, you know, one-off rural housing is considered the lifeblood of these communities, that, like you're saying, it lets people be part of sports teams, it lets people use the shops, the services in the local area. So for you, it's a very important issue that you're just trying to stream it and streamline it and just to limit those obstacles in the way. Would that be fair?
Definitely. And yes, Storm Éowyn, I do understand that they're going to be coming out saying, oh, look at one-off houses throughout the country, does Heritage get power out? When you're putting in your planning permission, any stipulations or that's put with that or that you have to follow in relation to it, like, you do pay a fee for that, which is a big fee in relation to getting amenities. And you have your own percolation area to do, you have your own ESB to organise, you have your own ish gear and contact and make out. So I wouldn't be buying that. What we're looking for here is help to be given to people who are money ready to go, and that common sense prevails with the planning.